Wow. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call on this Be Grateful Wednesday. And 1 Thessalonians 5 tells us to be thankful in all circumstances. So in every single thing, whether it's good or bad, be thankful. Let us go to God in prayer. Oh, and my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I'm in California. Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Bless your name. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, Father. And so on this Wednesday, we come just giving you the praise, giving you the honor, thanking you for the ability to wake up into another day, Father, where we put you first, Father. We put you as the priority, and we simply say thank you. We thank you for every single thing that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you just for life and for breath, Father. We thank you for this, the Master's Call, and we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, and we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for each and every single caller who has dialed into this the Master's Call, Father. We thank you for Artist Life and for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for each distributor, past, present, and future, oh God. We thank you for the woman of God that will come to the line this morning, that will share what you have given her to share with us this day. And I thank you that we have ears that are open, that our eyes are open to see, that our hearts are open to receive what you say, oh God. And we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word, which has power. And we thank you, God, for just being you. And we thank you that we are all fearfully and wonderfully made, and we are masterpieces because of you. And so we thank you right now that this call will be clear, unhindered, uncontaminated, in the name of Jesus, and the word will go forth mightily in Jesus' name. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. We bless you. And I decree and declare these things in the name of Jesus. I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I'm going to turn this call over to the hostess with the mostest. Are you out there this morning?
I am here, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Minister Ada, take the call away.
Well, say amen and praise God for you, Minister Tiffany. So love and appreciate you. You are just a tenderhearted, insightful, just a fantastic, fabulous, anointed, neat lady that I love so very much. So thank you for greeting us this morning, greeting and seating us this morning in the telecommunications sanctuary and opening us up with prayer. Well, good morning to you on this eve of Thanksgiving. This is Minister Ada Grace from Brooklyn, and I am so happy that you have decided to join us on the Master's Call this morning. If this is your first time joining us on the Master's Call, allow me to tell you just a few things about our call and ministry. The Master's Call was founded back on October 25th of 2010, where we just celebrated our seventh year in ministry by two amazing, awesome, and anointed women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our super fantastic lady, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. And these awesome women of God always do things decent and in order, founded the ministry based on scripture found in a division of the 88th Psalm, verse 13. And it says, but I cry to you for help, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And just as you heard Tiffany, Minister Tiffany, open us up in prayer. We'll close the call in prayer, and every Friday we take your prayer requests and praise reports live. If you would like to submit a praise report or prayer request, you can do so by sending us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O at themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon will respond to your email. Now, we have a website. Yes, we do. We have a website where all of our, you can read the bios of all of our fantastic speakers, pastors, and ministers. You can leave a comment. You can share a comment. And you can also get a word that you may have missed because the messages have been archived. And our website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. Now, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, the common thread that brought many of us together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal health and wellness company founded by the Diaz de Leon family, Artist International, now under the heading of Artist Life. We have an amazing arsenal of products that can help you live a healthier life. We have an even better opportunity that can help you have wealth for generations to come. And if you're not familiar with Artist Life, we invite you to get back to the person who invited you on this call. Now, immediately following this call, we have our morning motivational call. And that number is 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294617 pounds. Again, the morning motivational call is led by a group of awesome leaders teaching us, educating us, edifying us, helping us take our businesses to the next level. And today is Awareness Wednesday. So the power couple of health will be joining us. Diamond Presidents Reggie and Victoria Flanagan will be sharing on an important topic and how the Artist Life products can be of help regarding that health issue. Now, I am going to get ready to get out of the way. I will come back at the end of the call. But at this time, it is my pleasure and delight to introduce our speaker. Now, if I was to read all about what this lady has done, it would take us into next week. So I'm just going to highlight a few things about our amazing woman of God. She is absolutely no stranger to our call. In fact, she is one of the co-founders. Who am I speaking of this morning? I'm speaking of none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. One of the things you may want to know is that she has traveled all over the world. She has served in our U.S. Armed Services. She is a mother and a grandmother. And she is also a newlywed, glory to God, marrying Mr. Lester Patton. And we're so happy about what God is doing in this super fantastic lady's life. And so it is my pleasure, my honor, to get on out the way and allow her to come forth and minister to us. So at this time, without any further delay, I am presenting to some and introducing to others our dynamic, our awesome, our pretty lady with them beautiful dimples, none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Are you there?
Am I coming through loud and clear, my dear?
Yes, you are, precious, beautiful. Over to you,
Minister
Dr. P.K.
Ava.
Love you so much. God bless you.
I thank you so much. I thank you so much for your wonderful abbreviated introduction. I am just so thankful that God brought you and Doug into my life, and just meeting you two allowed me to open up my heart so that you could walk in and take a seat. Thank God for you all this morning. I love, love, love you. I thank God and honor Dr. Vanessa. I'm so thankful, thankful, thankful that she is going to take some rest. She and Mother Josie have decided to get out of town for a minute, and I just thank God for them and praying a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving season upon them and their family. And, of course, you know, I must mention the cream in my coffee, the chocolate on my cake, and I do like chocolate cake with nuts in it. I thank God for my dear husband, Mr. Lester Patton, this morning. I always will thank God and mention his name as I come to preach. And what can I say about our songbird, Minister Tiffany, who Dr. Vanessa, I thought about it this morning. She is our eldest TMC daughter. She is, she's been with us the longest, and I thank God for her. And I'm going to ask her to come back. If you could unmute her. I want you to come back in recognition of our pre-Thanksgiving. And you all know I'm into celebrations. I just love to sing and dance and praise God. Yes, I love the word, but I'm just I'm all-around girl. So, Tiff, come on back and sing for us this morning a Thanksgiving song as we as I prepare to give just a good point for us to think on today.
Amen. Praise God. I'm the eldest. I am the eldest daughter of praise.
Yes.
God.
Yes, you are.
All right. You know, I had eliminated that word. Oh, but you said eldest, so I'll let that one slide. I always say, people say, how old are you? I said, I'm 51 years of age. I have eliminated the word old from my vocabulary. But praise God, praise God, praise God. Okay, so let me do what Dr. PK asked me to do. God bless you guys. I hope this blesses you as it has blessed me. I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories we've won. I could go on and on and on about your work. Because I'm grateful, grateful, grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart. Is gratefulness. I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories we won. I could go on and on and on about your word. Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart. It's gratefulness, grateful, 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 gratefulness is flowing from my heart, grateful, grateful. Grateful, so grateful, 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 so grateful, so grateful, thankful, 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 thankfulness is flowing from my heart, flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart, it's gratefulness. Hallelujah. Back
thank
over to you,
Lord
Dr. PK.
Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. We are grateful, grateful, grateful. We are thankful, thankful, thankful. When we think about where you have brought us from, down through this year alone, God, we say thank you. We want you to know that we take none of your goodness for granted, but we are grateful, 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 grateful. On last week, you heard, if you did not hear, I want you to go to www.themasterscall.net. And up at your right-hand corner is a drop box. T- press in the number, the first little old thing on that drop box, and go down to, I think it's about the 16th day of November, and listen to the message that was given to us from Minister Jackie Henderson. The title was, Will You Give God Your Yes? I entitled it Answering the Call. A very powerful, transparent, anointed word from God. And I was so grateful for her transparency on that call and in that message, so much so that this morning I want to build on that message. Thank you, God, for the gift of choice. We have been talking about it for a while, and it looks like I'm going to become the queen of choice over here. My subject for this morning is choosing to be ready. Once we have said yes to the call, once we have answered the call of God on our lives for the purpose and plan for our lives at that particular season in our lives, we got to understand that just because God called us one time to do a thing, that it doesn't mean that that is the final call that he will ever give. Oh, my God. We must be ready. We must choose to be ready for the call at any time that God gives to us. The call to minister is not to minister at your convenience. It is not to minister at or on your own schedule. It is not to minister when you think that you have everything in order, every I dotted, every T crossed, not when you feel like it, or even when I'm ready to do it my way. Glory to God. See, growing up in Quinn's Temple Church of God in Christ here in Mississippi, Elder Quinn would say and use this scripture all the time to put us on the spot as children. He would say and call us up front. He would say, be ye always ready because you know not the day when God is coming. And I would say, well, God, yeah, I would do my childish reply to it and say, you could have called me last night and told me, or earlier this week and told me, you know, that this is what you wanted me to do so I could have it all together and be ready to come forward. And then when I went on to seminary, I was instructed, study to show yourself approved, a workman unto God that needeth not be ashamed. I want you to be ready to preach at all times. Matter of fact, we were instructed to carry a hip pocket sermon because you don't ever know when you would be called to preach. And I'm here to tell you that I found that to be true down through my years of ministry. I would walk into a place and they would say, oh, there is Chaplain Roberts. We can have her come up and do this for us today. And I'm saying, are you kidding me? Later on, I heard Bishop T.D. Jakes, renowned, profound message on get ready. Well, today I come to say to you, I want you to choose to be ready. Be ready to do ministry. Why? Because the opportunities to serve on the front line, the opportunities are right now. You're going to find yourself in places and spaces where you will hear God clear and clearly say, I want you to move now. I want you to speak now. I want you to minister now. I want you to pray right now. Hallelujah. And I want you to be able to say, yes, Lord, I'm ready. I choose to be ready right now. Somebody said we got to be ready when he calls. This is what we call, and I'm calling today, a rhema word. Because, you see, when I woke up this morning, I was saying, God, you know, I had a message ready for next Monday. But God said, this is a rhema word for this morning. I want you to get up and say to my people, I choose to be ready when you call. I choose to be ready, Lord. Well, A rhema word is what? It is a right now directed call straight from the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. I want you to know that it is a call that we know is from God and that is based on the word of God. And so I know that some of you are apprehensive, and you would say, I know that God is never going to put more on me than I can handle. Coming from 1 Corinthians 10:13, the verse that scripture says, and you can read with me, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. Uh-huh. You many have read this scripture to say and understood it to say that God will never give you more than you can bear. While this feels good and right, this is not actually what the Logos, Word of God, is saying in this scripture. It says that God won't let you be tempted beyond what you can handle. The scripture is saying, God will never leave you nor forsake you. It never said that he won't give you more than you can bear or more than you can handle. God did not say that. Why do I come in opposition to that famous quote that we use a whole lot? When people tell me that, I say, no, God didn't put more on you than you can handle, but you put more on you than you can handle. Now you're going to God to help you to handle it, okay? God often allows us, though, to experience more than we can handle to teach us how to trust and depend on him. You hear how I'm tying in that jaws of trust to all of this? Listen to me, and I want you to listen to me good this morning because my time is running out. God wants us to be ready to depend on him, to trust him to do whatever it is that he has called us to do. Paul, who had a thorn in his flesh, that he prayed for God to move it, but God never did. If anybody's prayer should have been answered, I think that Paul's prayer should have been answered. He suffered immensely, the word says. The gospel says that we cannot imagine the pain that he endured in ministry. He was faithful to God. He prayed with all of his heart, but still God did not answer or move that thorn. Paul was ready. Paul chose to be ready to continue to minister for God until his death. I want you to understand, you all, today, that when we choose to be ready to minister for God, we choose to do it in painful situations, in times that we do not understand, and we delight in weakness because the word says, why? The promise that God gave us is this: my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that God's power, Christ's power, may rest on me. That's why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I choose to be ready in the middle of it, in the middle of whatever it is, I choose to be ready. Why? Because God promised that his grace is more than enough. I choose to be ready. I choose for you, Minister Tiffany, Minister Ada Grace, to come and give us a few remarks and bring us up out of here as we pray our way into our Thanksgiving celebration.
Amen, Dr. PK. Love that. Yes. I choose to be ready to serve no matter what. Praise God for you, woman of God. I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction, but at this time, these are the prayer requests that have been submitted to the TMC, and then I'll give a few announcements and turn it back over to you. Will you join me in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the woman of God that brought this rhema word today, that I choose to be ready, Lord, to serve you. We thank you for her. We ask that you continue to pour back virtue in her. We continue to call her healed and whole. Continue to bless her and Mr. Patton in this season of their lives. Let them celebrate the joy of marriage and ministry and serving you, Lord God. Bless their family and all that is connected to them. We want to call out for our bereaved. We want to lift up Minister Brenda Terrell on the passing of her Uncle Harry, and we continue to pray for peace and comfort and unity in the family. We also want to lift up the Durden family on the passing of their grandmother, Platinum President Anastasia Lewis and Kenya Ball. We are lifting you up, asking God to give you the comfort and peace that passes all understanding. We are lifting up and continuing to call out the names of those that are going through some type of challenge. And so we continue to call out Kendra Carter. We ask for healing, Lord. We ask for restoration of health. We ask for a miracle. We lift up Sembla Ramsey, Kenneth Blackwell, Aunt Rose, and Mary Young. And I want to add my nephew, Dijon Wade, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch like only you can. Deliver and heal and set free. Lord, we want to lift up the Artist Life Company, our leadership, our corporate leadership, our distributors around the world, that you will continue to do a mighty work through our company. We love you for it, and we thank you. Now, Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the entire TMC, Prayer Warriors, Dr. PK, as well as Dr. Vanessa. We ask all these things in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I know I am going to want to listen to the playback, and if you would like to do so also, the playback number for this message today is 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-pound. And then at this time, after this call, we will be heading over to the MMC, where today's subject on the Awareness Wednesday is eczema. Who do you know that suffers from eczema? That is the topic of discussion. The Power Couple of Health will be discussing that on Awareness Wednesday. That number is 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294-617-POUND. If you have T-Mobile or Metro PCS, we don't want you to be charged for these calls. There is a bridge number. The current bridge number that we are using right now is 716-294-9707. One more time, 716-294-9707. I'd like to thank you, our songbirds, for serenading us today, reminding us to be grateful and thankful every day, but especially during this season of Thanksgiving. We thank you for singing and blessing us this morning and also greeting and seating us this morning and opening us up in prayer. And woman of God, our newlywed, our super fantastic lady, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, will you come on back and give us our closing benediction? Dr. P.K., you might still be on mute.
I thank God for each of you, my TMC family, and I pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. And remember that you have something to be thankful for. You are thankful because you have the ability to choose to be ready right now. You are thankful because you have a God who loves you and never leaves nor forsakes you. You are thankful because Jesus Christ is here with you as your friend, and you are thankful because the Holy Spirit rocks you and never leaves you and gives you anointing when you need it. So this is your benediction to go out and live a super fantastic life. God bless you. I love you. Bye-bye.